5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Polka-Dot! 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 Afro Circus!
Welcome to the Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in their own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are for kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. We are your hosts, Barry and Crystal Ricks.
Yes.
I'm Crystal.
I'm Barry.
All right.
And we're married. And we have four kids. Yes. 8, 6, 4, and 2. 2 boys, 2 girls.
Bam.
Bam.
All right.
All right. Let's, hi.
Oh, are we just going to go for it?
Hi, how's it going?
Hi. So we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, so
let's do it.
Let's talk about our crazy circus.
That was our opening banter. Okay, let's talk about it.
Okay.
It's time for the stories of the week.
So, Halloween happened.
Yes.
So we'll talk a lot about that later, but there's a lot of prep that went into Halloween, of course. You know, getting decorations or getting candy and getting costume stuff. And I am proud to say that I made our son's costume. He wanted to be Ash Ketchum from Pokemon, and which is cool. But so we bought the materials, and I used a sewing machine.
What?
I know, that was weird. I've never really done that before. So I used a sewing machine.
What was funny is, now, what's a big deal is he had to go out to the garage and look through our boxes and storage to find the sewing machine that he got me for Christmas a couple years ago that has stayed in a box.
And I got in trouble because on my other show that I do, I said I pulled out our sewing machine and I blew the dust off of it. And they're like, they're all like, oh, you're being so mean to your wife. And I'm like, no, she'd say the same thing.
Yeah, because most women just sit around sewing outfits every day.
I'm just saying that, you know, neither of us have touched the sewing machine.
But and so what's funny, though, is that so we pull out the old sewing machine and we just sit there and you're like, so how do you thread this?
How do you
thread
this?
And I was like, I know I knew this once. And so I'm trying to do it and Barry's like, that's okay, I'll just go watch a YouTube video. I'm like, no, I will figure this out. I will remember. And I sat there forever and I was like, yeah, I think I finally have it. And then you went and checked on YouTube and you came back and you're like, you're totally wrong.
So, but I figured it out and then I sewed some sleeves onto a shirt. And
I totally didn't believe you could do it.
Aww.
I was not supportive. I was like, yeah, good luck with that. You're totally going to melt my machine. And
I did it. I mean, it didn't look like a professional job, but it looked good. And especially, you know, at night when it's dark, it looks really good. but no, so I made the jacket and I painted the hat, you know, the colors, and our cricket came in handy to, it's funny, I gestured to my cricket like you all know that I'm gesturing to the cricket. But, yeah, so they printed out the symbol, which made it really easy to have, like, a stencil to paint on the symbol and, you know, made a Pokeball, and it was pretty awesome. It turned out to be a pretty sweet costume.
I tied a tutu.
Yeah, you did. And it was awesome.
That was my contribution.
People commented more on your cute little tutu than on my costume.
That's because no one knows Pokemon anymore.
That's not true.
It's true.
But yeah, so that was fun. I had a lot of time, a lot of fun. I had a fun time making the costume, and I almost want to continue to make that like a thing, like to make our kids' costumes. Type of thing.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, sorry, I have a tickle.
Crystal's still sick, people. So.
But it has, I'm not on, like, laying on the couch suffering anymore.
True.
Like, I actually do things.
She is mobile.
Yeah. Anyway, back to costumes. Yeah, that's all I did. And then I made a tutu.
And then the other kids' costumes were, we had the costume materials already.
Yeah. And I made our trunk for Trunk or Treat. I made a dragon. And I made 15 trophies. Well, I didn't make them. My friend made them. They were awesome.
But you printed out the vinyl for the wording on the trophies and put
and
those
it was
on.
The worst.
That was a not
most stressful thing ever.
Not a very good experience, no.
So we were pretty busy this week.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. And I still managed to help another friend make a tutu and decorate for our big trunk or treat bash over at our church. And I went into Jay's class and read Halloween stories.
And
I went
Grayson's.
And Grayson's class, read Halloween stories, did party games, and it was fun.
I went to work.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I can afford to do my stuff.
That's right. So, but no, yeah, it was a pretty busy week.
It was insane.
What stories do you have?
I have some random stuff that's not Halloween.
That's okay.
Just two stories from Lacey. She was pretending to be a dragon, a pink dragon, and she's telling Jay.
Of course.
I know. And then when Jay came home, Lacey was telling her about dragons, and Jay just said, dragons aren't real. And Lacey just turned to me, and she's like, Mom, are dragons real? And I was like, no.
Define dragon.
Well, I was like, no, but we can pretend that they're real. And she just went, no! Like, lost it. And she was devastated. I was like, I thought you knew. I felt bad, like I just smushed her childhood right in my palm.
Way to destroy her imagination, honey.
I know, and the other weird thing Lacey said this week was she was kind of dozing off in my arms yesterday. And she popped open and goes, Mom, look at my eyes. Did they change? And I was like, no, they're still beautiful brown eyes. And she was like, they're not rainbows? and I was like, no. And she's like, oh. So I have no idea what she
was
thinking.
You should have played along.
I didn't know what she meant. I don't know. So anyway, she's devastated that dragons aren't real and her eyebrows. Her eyes didn't change into rainbows.
Maybe we could make her eyebrows rainbow. Maybe that would make her happy.
Seriously, if they could invent a machine that let you hear children's thoughts, I would pay so much money for it. Because I want to know, like, what in the heck were you thinking? Like, that you just wake up and be like, are my eyes rainbows? It's like Pinkie Pie from... Well,
maybe she was dreaming and that her eyes were rainbow.
That would be terrifying.
Would it? Maybe if she like shot rainbows out of her eyes.
Ooh, superhero.
Superhero power. All right, what else happened?
Yeah, so our baby.
Our 2-year-old.
He's 2. He has finally, but I say that not happily, learned how to crawl out of bed.
Out of his crib.
He is currently out of bed after we've put him back in bed like 3 or 4 times.
Yep.
And it's really annoying.
It is. And we're like, well, I guess should we try to start putting him in his little toddler bed? But we're like, that probably won't work.
That'll be worse because he shares a room with a kid that stays up really late.
Yep.
So we're hitting a conundrum.
I have no idea what to do. But it's not like he stays up all night long. I mean, eventually we get him to sleep, so it's...
Like, this morning, I heard him rustling around in his bed. And when I say morning, it was 5 o'clock in the morning. No. And I hear him crawl out of bed, and he doesn't come to our room. And so I went out, I listened for a few minutes, and then I opened the door. And he was coming back down the hall with 2 unwrapped suckers. And I wondered, was he going to get back in bed? Because he was headed back that way. That would have been awesome to wake up with sucker all over his face.
That's right.
But anyway, thought that was funny. Annoying.
And then he got into bed with us.
I put him in bed with us.
Oh, you did?
Yes, because I thought he'd just get out of bed again, and I wanted to sleep some more. So I was like, just come get in bed with us. And that didn't work.
No, it just woke me up.
I know. So I've been up since 5, pretty much.
Good job.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And not to mention also that it's daylight savings, too. So we're all thrown off.
It's just annoying.
Even though we gained an hour, we're all like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Anyway, those are my non-Halloween related things.
Well, guess what we did this week?
We ate lots of candy.
We did. And we're eating candy right now, of course. Hopefully you're all listening and eating your children's candy as well. But we finished Harry Potter.
Woo! We did it. I'm
book
impressed.
One. Yeah, we finished and our kids liked it. And so... And we promised our kids, if you sit and listen to Harry Potter, and if you're not too scared, we'll watch the movie. And so that was our initial plan, was to watch Harry Potter on Halloween. But Crystal, being the fun and exciting person that she is, she's like, no, we gotta make this a thing. So tell them about the thing that you did.
We had a Harry Potter party.
A Harry Potter party.
And so, well, it started off yesterday was Halloween, obviously. And it started off with both of us being really grumpy. And we were like, let's clean our house. And so the whole first half of the day was like, pick up your toys. It was awful.
It wasn't
awful. I was
awful.
Sitting there washing dishes because our house was like tornado horrible because all of our craft stuff was everywhere.
It needed
toys were everywhere.
It needed to be clean.
Yeah. And so I don't know. I think what it is, we have a habit of whenever we try to sleep in. So we're like waking up because the kids knock on the door and then we go back to sleep. We tend to be a little more grumpy.
It's true. We should just get out of bed.
We should. It's horrible. And so.
But in my mind, it's like, it's Saturday. I just worked a 40 plus hour week. I deserve to sleep in past 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So that didn't happen. But anyway, so we were grumpy. And so I was like, great. Halloween's ruined. It's going to be a horrible day. I thought these things.
Wow. I didn't think that.
Oh, we were so ornery. Some of us more ornery than others.
Wow. Why don't you just say, honey, you were so ornery.
Mornings aren't your thing. I'm sorry. We all know it. Now everyone knows. I was a little grumpy too. But
not as much as me, apparently.
I think I caught your vibe and then I got grumpy.
Oh, so it's all my fault.
Anyway, it's not. I love you.
Uh-huh. Whatever.
I love this guy. Just so you know. Uh-huh. Anyway, so where was I going with that?
I don't know.
So we cleaned. And then, so then when our Harry Potter party started, I was a little nervous that it would be, everyone was just tired and grumpy. But it ended up being awesome. So we started off by making wands.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And it was fun. I was worried because we had to decorate them with hot glue. And I thought the kids would get mad that you and I were hot gluing them.
Yeah.
But it turned out really, really well. And they got really excited, like, ooh, put this on mine and let's design this. And
then they painted their
own.
Yeah,
we all painted our own wands. So now we all have our own to say our spells with.
I have to say my wand was pretty awesome.
I liked my wand too.
Yeah.
I liked everyone's.
Turned out pretty good.
Yeah, it was fun. So we used chopsticks. I got that idea from a friend.
Yes.
Just chopsticks that you hot glue and put whatever you want on there and paint them.
Yes.
Anyway, so we made wands. And then we had each kid sit in a chair with the sorting hat. And they had to draw a badge out of a bucket. And then that's what house they were in. So each,
for the rest
we have four kids. There's four Harry Potter houses. So they all got to be in a house. And then they, we did... What did we do?
Pin the lightning bolt on Harry Potter.
Yeah, pin the lightning bolt on Harry Potter. So the scar. And then we did... Well, I'm having a hard time.
Trivia. We did a little bit of trivia.
We went outside and did something.
The Gringotts.
Right. So I did Harry Potter trivia because really I did that just to see if they actually listened. Because our kids don't usually seem like they're really listening.
I know.
They're like doing somersaults and, you know...
Every single night, I'm always like, sit down and listen to the story.
I know. We always have to cut them off. But they knew almost all the answers.
Yeah.
So that was nice. I was like, you really were listening. And then, yeah, we went outside because we heard that Gringotts Wizarding Bank got robbed and we had to go help find all the gold. And Barry had went and put a bunch of plastic gold out in the yard. So we went and found that. And so every activity... You'd earn points for your house, so we're keeping track all day of our points.
Yeah, to see who would win the house cup.
And then we did... Oh, the first thing we did was take care of our magical creatures.
Oh, that's right.
And so everyone had to pick their own magical creature to take care of, and we put them on a blanket out in the front yard, and you had to try and knock everyone else's...
Everyone grabbed the blanket, and you know, you're kind of throwing the animals up in the air, and... You had to make sure your animal was the last one out of the blanket.
Yeah, and so we played a bunch of rounds of that. And if your creature was the last one on the blanket, then you want a point for your house. So that one was fun because our two-year-old really got into it.
Yeah, he did.
He was funny. And then we played Quidditch.
Yeah.
If you want to explain that Oh, interesting.
It was very basic.
It was amazing.
We had two baskets to throw the quaffle in, and each person had a quaffle, and you had to ride on your broom, and you had
which is not as fun as that sounds.
And you had to run across the yard, and then you had the other people that weren't on a broom, because there was only two people on a broom. The other people had bludgers, and they would throw it at the person.
And hit our children.
And if you got hit with a bludger, you had to start over at where you started to try to get through the field again.
Yeah,
and
so there's no snitch, but basically it was dodgeball on brooms.
Yeah, basically. Kind of. And then you also trying to throw ball in a basket.
Right.
But it's lots of fun.
Yeah, but after running around with a broom between my legs, I just can't believe that riding a broom is actually anatomically possible.
Yeah, it's... Well, they have magic, so maybe it's like extra cushioning around the tushy area.
They have a spell for the privates.
That's right.
But it was fun. So, and then we came back inside and used the Halloween candy they'd already gotten from Trunk or Treat to decorate witch hats.
Yes.
And, witch hat cookies. We did the Fudge Stripe and Hershey Kiss witch hats.
Yes.
And then we called it a day.
I feel like
we're missing something. Anyway, so we added up the house cup points and Gryffindor won.
I think that was it. No, that was it.
Which, what was nice is that our kids didn't get mad when they didn't win the house cup.
Yeah. Well, the fact that the two littles were the bottom, and so it didn't really matter. And the two-year-old was in last place, of course. And so he didn't care.
Yeah, but we didn't actually have a prize for the house cup because in the movie or in the book, they just change the colors to be the...
Yeah, Gryffindor.
Yeah. And so I just said, Grayson wins the house cup. So I took his badge and taped it on the wall. And he was totally cool with that.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah.
And now he's obsessed with Harry Potter.
I know. It's so funny. Today he's like, come look, guys. And he took us into his room and he had made a little cubby in his desk. That was a room for Hedwig, the owl, because we have a little stuffed owl, and he made it a bed and put his wand in there. It was so cute.
Yeah.
It's nice to see our kids like something like that.
So
the party was good. They all had fun, which was nice. And we had fun, which was nice.
And then we went trick-or-treating and stayed out longer than we ever have trick-or-treating before. So, and it was kind of nice and enjoyable. I could have kept going, but eventually our kids got to the point they're like, I want to go home.
It's cold.
I'm like, okay. So we came home and it was 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then we started.
We made popcorn.
We made popcorn and laid out blankets and we gorged ourselves on candy and popcorn while we watched.
That was dinner.
That was dinner. While we watched, you know, the first Harry Potter movie, which is, you know, 2.5 hour long.
Yeah,
movie.
I didn't know it was that long.
I didn't realize it was that long. And so the movie ended like at 10:30 and we're just like, oh, it's 10:30. Time for bed.
Ugh.
And today has been interesting.
Yeah, church was horrible.
It wasn't that bad.
Oh, I was like, stop moving. And everyone was, it was like they were so tired. They were hyper.
See, but you're not used to sitting with the kids anymore.
That's true.
You're always directing music and I'm sitting down with the kids by myself.
Oh, well, today was rough for me. But I'm tired, so. But what the thing about watching Harry Potter is that I thought the end was going to be terrifying for all the kids.
Yeah.
When Quirrell.
And what
do you call it? He like turned to dust. But it was.
Oh. Yeah, when he dies.
Yeah, he gets killed by a little boy. And so, at the end, Lacey, our 4-year-old, is like, this is scary. And so she covered her eyes, and our 8-year-old covered his eyes. And I look over, and our 6-year-old little girl
Who's, like, snuggling up with me.
Yeah, she's just watching it, like...
Like it was nothing.
Nothing. And I just looked at her, and I was like, ugh. It creeped me out. I'm like, what kind of sick kid am I raising?
Nah, she's awesome.
It really gave me like
we're like, wasn't that scary? She's like, no, not really.
I know, and Grayson's like, I didn't see it. So it just surprised me. Yeah. All of our kids are different, but it was so funny.
It was funny.
So we mention that Jackson gets out of his bed now.
Yes.
So we put him to bed before the movie, or during the movie, because he was going crazy.
Right.
And we kept hearing him get out of bed.
But he wouldn't come. He knew, like, he must
have... He came out, like, three or four times.
He must have known that we would put him back into bed, so he stayed in the back rooms, and we're like, okay, if he just stays back there, whatever.
Right, and so, yeah, he knew not to come out anymore, so he's quiet, and most of the time we heard him playing with Legos, so I was like, oh, he's okay, but a lot of the time he was quiet, and then at one point, I just had this feeling, like, go check on him, and this was right at the end of the movie,
yeah.
So it's like 10 o'clock at night, and he goes to bed at 7, usually, and I walk into our son's room, and he just looks at me with this glazed, like, you can just tell he's so tired, but he has a pen in his hand, and he's just sitting there drawing on our door, on their door. So there's all the scribbling all over the door and all over the wall. Yep. And so I was just like, you can't do this. But he just looked so tired. It was kind of cute. I probably should have punished him a little more, but I was like, you're going to bed.
But then we came into our room that evening when we were ready to go to bed.
And I was...
On the computer.
Yeah, I was doing something on the computer, and I was on the computer for like 10 minutes, and then all of a sudden I was like, wait, what is this?
Looked down on the desk.
Our beautiful new computer desk.
Yes.
And Jackson had scribbled all over it with permanent marker.
Like a Sharpie.
I was mad.
Yeah.
And he ruined your special mouse pad.
Over my cool mouse pad. Totally ruined it. Luckily, with some rubbing alcohol, we were able to get it off the desk, but... My cool mouse pad is totally ruined.
Yeah.
Ruined!
I know. So, yeah, I was like, Barry, look at this! We freaked out a little, but then we looked it up online how to get it off, and it's good. So, rubbing alcohol. But anyway, that's what happens when we let our children up to their own devices.
Yep.
But we managed to watch a movie without him bugging us. So
there you go.
It was almost worth it.
So... Halloween happened, and it's a holiday, and for a couple of the holidays that we've done, we decided to have, fun episodes talking about facts about the holidays, so that's what we're going to do today.
Woo!
We're going to talk about some Halloween facts.
And while we're talking, I'm going to eat this Starburst.
Yeah, I just ate some gummy lifesavers, so. So we found this off of womansday.com, but it's a...
Unless you're Lacey and it's a woman.
Yeah, that's right. 15 fascinating Halloween facts you didn't know.
Some of them are lame, so it'll be like 10.
Yeah, so we'll skip the lame ones. So number one, supersized. No matter how scary your local haunted house is, it probably can't top the haunted cave in Lewisburg, Ohio, measuring at 3,564 feet long. The Guinness World Records has named it the world's longest haunted house. Even spookier, it's located 80 feet below ground in an abandoned mine.
You couldn't pay me to go in there.
Oh, yeah?
I refuse.
Well, you get scared so easily, though.
I'm such a wuss. I went to one house, and there was like a 12-year-old boy dressed up in a clown costume, like a creepy clown. And he was sitting in a chair like a stuffed dummy, and all of our kids were like, that's not real. And I was like, no, he's real. And I walked by and I was like, don't you dare pop out at me or my children or I'll be so mad. I told him that.
Oh.
As he walked by. And I still wasn't sure if it was a human being or not. And I'm like yelling at this stuffed thing. But I walked by.
Oh, like last night?
Yeah. You didn't hear me? I was like, don't you dare pop out at me.
I did not hear that.
Sound like an 80-year-old woman. Don't you dare pop out at me.
I'm a little woman.
But I seriously, my stomach was like, he's going to scare me. And so... Anyway,
I don't think he was there for little kids, though.
He was breathing, so I knew it was a real human at the end
there.
I bet
he was only scaring older kids.
Well, still. And then that one time we walked by the house, and there was a man with a sack over his head, and he just stood there in the trees. And the kids all were like, Mom, look, there's someone back there. And I looked, and I was like, if he comes running out here, I'm going to punch him in the face. Like,
whatever, you would scream.
I would.
Run like a little girl.
I like cutesy Halloween, not scary Halloween.
That's right.
Anyway.
I like scary Halloween
I would
sometimes.
Not go. I hate haunted houses. I used to love them, but... Ugh.
We should go sometime.
No.
Come on, it'd be
Heck
fun.
No.
We could be like teenagers that are like, I just want to go to the haunted house so she gets close to me.
Yeah, I'd probably scratch your arms off.
All right, number two.
Number two. Great Gourds.
Great Gourds, Batman.
Talking about pumpkins, according to the United States Department of Agricultural National That's a big mouthful. Agricultural Statistics Service.
Jeez, who would say I work there? What do you do? I work for the United States Department of Agricultural's National Agricultural Statistics Service.
But yours is just as bad.
Mine's not that long.
My husband's those direct. Are, no, those I got are, it.
Those are, what? Okay, go ahead.
My husband's the director of marketing at the Economic Development Corporation of Lee County.
Actually, I'm the director of marketing and business development.
Oh, sorry.
At the Economic Development Corporation of
Whenever
Lee County.
I tell people what you do, I always, like, move my hand like, yada, yada, yada. But it's the longest name ever.
But people don't even know what marketing is.
I know. State Department of Agriculture, National Agricultural Statistics Service.
Woo! In 2010.
The top pumpkin-producing states, Illinois, California, New York, and Ohio, produced 1.1 billion pounds of pumpkins.
That's a lot of pumpkins.
That's a lot of pumpkins.
So Great Gourds. All right, number three. The kids are all right. In 2013, the U.S. Census Bureau estimated there were 41 million trick-or-treaters ages 5 through 14 in America. Parents spent an estimated $1 billion on children's costumes.
$1 billion.
By 2014, that number nearly tripled. So that's $3 billion.
Oh, that's crazy.
According to the National Retail Federation, partygoers spent an estimated $2.8 billion on costumes overall.
That's insane.
That's just for kids. That's not even for adults.
Well, and what surprises me is...
And that's only like 14-year-olds. That's not even including teenagers.
Yeah, that's true. And trumpy adults.
That's right. Yeah.
All those slutty costumes.
That's right.
But that surprised me that it's tripled because I feel like less and less people go trick-or-treating every year.
Whatever. When we went out last night, there were a lot of people out there.
Only on that one street. On our street, there was no one.
Yeah.
Except
our street was kind
of
lame.
Since we wanted to watch Harry Potter unbothered, we ended up putting our bucket of candy out there, and it was emptied within like 30 minutes, which is okay. We just bought cheap candy.
Yep.
But anyway, although this morning we went outside and there was this sleeve to like a Transformer costume. Oh, it was a glove. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I just turned to Barry and I'm like, that's why we don't spend $30 on a costume.
That's right.
It's ridiculous because now they can never wear it again. Anyway, that's why we make homemade costumes.
That's right. They're cooler anyway.
Number four, feeling corny.
Corny.
Candy corn was invented in 1898 by the Herman Gullett's Confectionery Company of Fairfield, California. There's another mouthful.
But known as the Jelly Belly Candy Company.
Right. I love Jelly Bellies. Anyway.
Yeah.
Candy corn has been wildly popular. So much so that today, nearly 35 million pounds of candy corn are produced each year. I can't think of a single person that loves candy corn.
I can't think of a single person that loves it, but like, I know people that like it, they'll eat it.
I like candy corn, but it's like eggnog. Like for Christmas.
It's only seasonal.
I drink maybe 2 glasses of eggnog and I'm done for a year. Like it is...
And non-alcoholic eggnog. Let's get that straight.
But it's just one of those things, like candy corn, I can eat a handful and I'm done until next Halloween.
Yeah.
It is too much.
Yep.
I would never even buy a pound of it.
Well, money bags, number five. From its vampy costumes and sweet treats to macabre household decorations, Halloween is big business. So big, in fact, that it's the second largest commercial holiday in America, which was kind of surprising to us.
I was really surprised.
So
I would have guessed Easter and Valentine way in front of Halloween.
Only Christmas surpasses it in sales. According to the National Retail Federation, consumers spent $5.8 billion in 2010. And in 2015, Americans are set to spend $6.9 billion on Halloween.
What are they buying?
That's just Halloween, though. And Christmas beats that? Christmas is, I bet you, probably doubles that.
Oh, yeah. Because you buy presents for every single person that you know.
That's crazy.
Anyway.
We're going to skip six.
Yada, yada. Skip seven.
Oh, seven's interesting. Just a quick, Harry Houdini died on Halloween. There you go.
Ooh.
All right, number eight.
Trunk or treating was invented in 2000.
There you go.
In the year 2000.
In the year 2000.
And so, that's it.
All right. Number 9, dress to thrill. Americans are more ready than ever to get into Halloween spirit. According to the National Retail Federation, 66.7% celebrated the holiday in 2014, and they spent an average of $77.52 per adult person on candy, costumes, and decor.
According to this, that's like $400 for a family of a small family.
Yeah.
That you're coughing up.
Yeah.
Who spends that much? Well, it kills me.
People are crazy.
We bought a $4 bag of Dum Dums.
Nuts.
You're welcome, children.
It was $5.
And our costumes were out of a box in our garage.
Well, except the stuff we made.
Yeah, but still.
But that wasn't that much.
Anyway. But we do love Halloween.
Yeah, we do.
It's actually one of my favorite holidays. It quite possibly is tied as my favorite.
Whoa.
With
4th of July.
4th of July and Christmas.
And Christmas. Christmas is my favorite.
Number 10. Sweet spot. Valentine's Day is no longer the sweetest national holiday. At least when it comes to candy sales. More than twice as much chocolate is sold for Halloween as for Valentine's Day.
Twice as much.
Ah, that's why it's my favorite holiday.
There you go.
It makes sense now. 90 million pounds of chocolate are sold during Halloween week alone. Just during the one
just
week.
Just the week.
That blows my mind.
Yep.
In total, $1.9 billion is spent on Halloween candy each year. That's crazy.
That's a lot.
Which is funny because I think chocolate for Halloween is so expensive. It's like $10 for a small bag of chocolate. Mm-hmm. And we bought Dum Dums, and I was like, great, we're not going to get any good candy from anyone because everyone's cheap.
Some people.
And I was so pleasantly surprised that we've been chowing down on the best chocolate all day today.
That's right.
And one house was giving away full-size candy.
That's right.
And we love you, full-size,
full-size
house.
Full-size house. All right, number 11.
Dear Mr. Postman.
Dear Mr. Postman. According to Hallmark, Halloween ranks as the 6th most popular card-giving holiday, with 20 million cards sent out each year. Christmas comes in first place, of course, with a whopping 1.5 billion cards sent each year.
That surprised me, too. Like, I don't think I've ever gotten a Halloween card, but I have missed...
We got one this year.
This last year, so in 2014, I missed all of our nieces and nephews' birthdays every other holiday, but for some reason I sent them all Halloween cards.
Yeah.
And this year, same thing. We text everyone saying happy birthday, but I sent out Halloween cards, and I thought that was, like, unique and cool that I celebrated a holiday that no one cares about anymore.
Yeah.
And here I am, just part of that popular card-sending Halloween group. It's kind of disappointing. I'm not as cool as I thought I was.
Oh.
Apparently, okay. I'm a trend follower.
All right. Sounds
good. The 6th most popular trend follower.
The 6th most popular. All right.
Number 12. In 2010, Bellevue, Illinois became the latest city to ban trick-or-treating for kids over 12.
Lame.
That's totally lame.
Lame.
Teens can face fines from $100 to $1,000 from going door-to-door. Like, so, my question is...
How do they determine...
I know.
Like, let's see, I was following you for a while, so you went to 10 houses, so I'm going to fine you $1,000.
What if I dress up as a 12-year-old?
That's weird.
Does that count?
No.
If I'm playing a 12-year-old?
No, that doesn't count.
Or a baby?
No.
My thing is why can't kids that are teenagers have fun trick-or-treating?
Yeah, where...
Is it because they're notorious for, like,
well,
being
where's
punks?
Where's the rule that teenagers can't go out and get free candy? Like,
I know.
It was fun.
I remember going out when I was 12.
I remember going out in high school.
What? It wasn't cool in high school.
It was for me. I was like, free candy!
Okay, but the year that we were married.
Yes.
We thought it'd be so funny to go trick-or-treating, just you and me.
Yeah.
So we dressed up as Mario and Luigi, and we went out trick-or-treating, and we had people be so rude to us.
Yes.
Remember that one lady is like, I don't give candy to adults. And we were like, but it's Halloween.
Like, we're more dressed up than the kids are.
I know. I know. That's the one thing I hate. Kids that don't dress
kids
up.
Kids that don't dress
you
up.
You don't get candy.
Be like, you're not wearing a costume. See ya.
Personally, if you love Halloween and you want to dress up, then I'll give you candy for it.
I know. We're not against giving candy to adults.
What are your thoughts? Should teenagers be able to go trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
It's a free country.
Let us know. All right. 13, the golden touch. Halloween candy coppers wouldn't be the same without California. Why? Because according to the U.S. Census Bureau, the Golden State leads the nation in non-chocolate confectionery production. Out of 409 sites that manufacture non-chocolate confections in the U.S., California is home to 45 of them.
Meh. So, thanks, California.
Yeah, thanks for your non-chocolate.
Producing chocolate.
Lame. All right. Continue.
Skip 14. Skip.
All right, 15.
Number 15. Got leftover Halloween candy? Save it for later. Dark and milk chocolate can last up to 2 years if stored in a dry, odor-free spot. Odor-free is kind of weird.
So, like, vacuum seal it.
Define odor. Anyway, hard candy can last up to a year, while unopened packages of candy corn can last 9 months. Which is good to know, because some lame person was handing out Valentine candy.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, Grace Jackson brought us some Smarties, and they were conversation hearts. I was like, what?
We're like,
is
what?
That?
Lame.
Cheap people. But, so apparently they were okay.
Yeah.
Because it lasts for a year.
So, that's it for interesting facts, but we did want to touch
bonus.
We wanted to touch on one thing. So, you know all those stories about kids being poisoned?
No, Facebook is the worst.
I know.
I saw like 10 different things going around on Facebook about how people are packaging like meth in little candy wrappers and giving them out to kids. And as my friend pointed out, like, who's going to give out $500 worth of drugs to children,
exactly,
just to wreak havoc.
Be like, they could sell that stuff for money. Okay, it's all false, people. All of it. Like, every single poisoning you've ever heard of is totally not true at all.
Right. Well, and we looked up Snopes, which is the debunking website.
Yeah.
And they even said in 1995, Ann Landers, which hopefully you've heard of, she's a famous columnist, she warned the people in her column against mad poisoners, saying, quote, in recent years, there have been reports of people with twisted minds putting razor blades and poison in taffy apples and Halloween candy. And that's not even true. She didn't even back it up with any facts.
Yeah, well, it's, the Snopes guy's like, recent years, poison? Way to be, like, very ambiguous. Like, you didn't even say a year, you didn't reference anything, you didn't say what kind of poison it was and all this stuff.
Yeah, and they quote a ton. You should read it if you have time.
Yeah, we'll put link in the show notes.
They quote, like, teenagers that would poison their own candy just to scare their parents.
It said, like, 78 cases of poisoning were all pranks. They were all proven to be pranks.
Right. Like, the one they specified was a teenager dipped his half-eaten candy bar in ant poison and showed his parents and was like, I think my candy bar had poison on it. And they went and got it checked and then found out later, after the news had already
blown
it
out of proportion,
that he had dipped it in there himself to scare his parents.
Yep.
So thanks a lot, teenage guy, for ruining Halloween. Because everyone's scared of it now.
Yeah, it's crazy the stuff that people believe. And our sister-in-law made a really good point a long time ago when we had this conversation.
Yeah.
She said, it makes me so sad because Halloween used to be a holiday
celebrating
trust. That's what it was, because you were sending your kids out at night in costumes with people all around, door to door to houses, but you never had fear of anything because you had total trust in the community.
Right.
And treating this night as a fun night for everybody. But now it's Halloween's all about, oh, everybody's out to kill me because that's what people do. No. No one does that.
I know. It's ridiculous. And most of the kids that were poisoned, like the rare cases that they have of Halloween poisonings, were parents trying to kill their own kids.
Well, and kill them, the whole family.
Right.
Like,
or,
like, it was like a mass suicide thing, like, but as disguised as Halloween poisoning.
Yeah, and there were two cases that happened in different parts of the country where one was a grown man who had a heart attack while after eating his son's Halloween candy. And so they announced, the police announced, like, throw away your candy, it's poisoned. But when the autopsy came back, they realized that he died of heart failure.
Yeah.
But it was already too late. Now everyone thought that their poisoned candy, like, someone was out to get him.
Well, and then, like, even another person, like a child.
The 7-year-old girl.
A child died.
While trick-or-treating.
While trick-or-treating. And the city and police department, like, closed the whole area down and confiscated everyone's candy.
Checked
everyone's houses. And this was before they even knew anything that happened. And she died of, like,
strep.
Strep. Yeah, the strep virus, like attacked her system and she died from that. And it had nothing to do with candy. And it's just, it's just ridiculous that it's like, that's the first thought that goes to your mind. Like, oh no, I was poisoned by candy. Really? That's the first, that's like a crazy man's brain. Just like,
I know.
Why am I sick? Or why is this person dying? Well, they must be poisoned.
I know. Well, and like last night, there's this house in our town that does crazy decorations for every holiday. And we went there and they had filled little goodie bags full of candy for each kid, and they were passing out water bottles for the adults.
Yes.
Like, these are people that love Halloween, and I just saw them, and I'm like, how sad is it that we're trying to take that away from them?
Yeah.
That they're spending so much money to be kind to their neighbors and people they don't even know, and we're trying to treat them like psychos.
Yeah.
Or like anyone could be crazy, and I'm like, they just like being nice to people. It's so sad they're ruining that.
So we just wanted to touch on that. It's all false.
Yeah.
And we'll put a link in the show notes.
I saw someone on Facebook saying that she thinks the rules of Halloween should be that you only let your kids go to the houses of people that you know well.
That's lame too.
I know. I was like, once again, like, I just thought it was so sad.
Like, how many people do you know well, right? Right?
I know, 5 houses in the neighborhood.
Like, I would only be able to go to maybe 10 houses.
Unless you drive all over town.
Exactly. And no one's going to do that.
Well, and what was I just going to say? I had a thought. It was going to be genius and go down in history as the best thought ever.
Well, let's end on that note then.
Okay.
So, so poisoning's false. Halloween is awesome.
Keep spending your billions of dollars.
That's right. So thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way's not the only way. Find what works for you. Oh, that's still me. You're doing a good job.
You are doing a good job.
Thanks.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com, and make sure you subscribe,
rate, review
our show on iTunes. And until next time,
enjoy your circus.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.